North State Give and Take is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by the Cotton Party, offering contemporary women's clothing and accessories with an emphasis on natural fibers in the heart of downtown Chico. Cotton Party has been providing friendly service for over 30 years at 337 Broadway Street. Cotton Party is grateful for your business and offers complimentary gift wrapping with each purchase. More information by calling the Cotton Party at 893-4923. And by The Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling them at 530-898-9525. And thank you to both of these underwriters for supporting KZFR, your community radio station. I'm Bobby Tryon, and this is North State Give and Take. And this week, I am doing a rerun of an interview I did with Sheila McQuaid on the 530 Food Rescue, because I've now been involved and I feel more excited about it. So I thought it was worth
Christmas. And so the app is really that piece of technology that will provide last mile logistics for facilitating food donations. Again, from food retailers to nonprofits and housing organizations in our community who are feeding food insecure populations.
And an important thing right now is this SB1383. Tell us a little bit about why that's sort of important right now.
There's a lot of talk about Senate Bill 1383 that went into effect. Part of it went into effect for some food retailers and municipalities January 1st, 2022. Can't believe we're there, but we are. And so the main focus of Senate Bill 1383 is to keep organic wastes out of the landfill. And you and I talked a little bit last time about the environmental effects of organic waste landing into the landfill and how that is very bad for our environment. Mm-hmm. And so statewide in California, there is a mandate for food retailers to divert organic waste away from the landfill. And the part of Senate Bill 1383 that this project is poised and focused to work on is the recovery of edible food that would be headed to the landfill if we weren't to intervene and rescue it. So bigger food retailers like grocery stores are now required to make sure that they donate edible food rather than dump edible food. And so we're hoping to make that easier for our local food retailers by providing volunteers who can transport even small car size load donations to our many nonprofits and housing agencies who have people right now who need high quality, nutritious, fresh food.
Someone finally realized how important it is about thinking about global warming and the fact that when you put organic matter into a landfill, it breaks down and makes methane, which holds heat. So this must have been a while for this to get this bill passed, and with some realizing how important this is. So I appreciate that.
I do too. And California and New York are really the two states leading the way on this. So, you know, props to California.
Yeah, absolutely. The rescue is just perfect because they have to do something with this food. And I see what you mean by having some kind of an app where it fits together. Otherwise, how do you disperse it? How do you pick it up? Who picks it up? All of those things.
Yeah. And so, you know, we talked also before, but the reality is nobody in the food system or in the food business wants to waste food. Yeah. But, you know, we all know the margins are super thin. Time is short. And so what we're really hoping with this project is that we can provide that coordination in the middle for the food retailers and the nonprofits. So the way the project will work is food retailers will be able to contact 530 Food Rescue Coalition. They will report to 530 Dispatch. We are right now building our database of all the locations where we might be able to send food. And the nice thing about this middle piece in coordination is we're taking in information from nonprofit partners and housing folks that are working on housing projects about what types of donations they can receive, what things they are looking for, what their highest priorities are, what they can't take, because we also want to prevent waste on that end. And then we will direct the food donations to the most appropriate nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Once we secure the donation and secure the nonprofit in our dispatch on 530, then we can push out a food rescue notification through our app. So the app that we have is really focused on mobilizing those volunteer food rescue heroes, we call them, to transport the food. And so if volunteers from the community sign up, they can download our app. It's available at the App Store right now, and they will receive a notification of available rescues, or they can go on the app and look for available rescues, which will be on a map. If they see a rescue that works for them as far as the timing of the day and the location of the rescue from point A to point B, they can claim the rescue. And then that's where the app really works like Uber for food rescue. And so once a volunteer claims the rescue, they will get an alert, a reminder through their phone. Oh, your rescue is coming up. And then they can push start on the rescue, and the phone will use their mapping system and guide them to the food retailer with all the information. What we're really trying to do through the dispatch piece is we can front load the information for the volunteer, so they get mapping, they have contact information from the food retailer, even pictures to say, go to this door in the back and ask for this person. So we can make it very hands-off and user-friendly on both the donation pickup piece. Mm-hmm. Once the volunteer secures the donation from the grocery store or, you know, the bread bakery or, you know, whatever food they're picking up, and they load it into their car, they push next on the app, and then the app maps them to the nonprofit with the same ability to give them the directions of, you know, who to text before they get there, who to call when they get there, where to go. And then they can drop off the food donation. They can take a selfie with the food donation and show what they did that day. But, you know, it's really as simple as that. And so the wonderful thing about using technology for this process is it accomplishes guiding the volunteer experience, so the volunteer can conveniently pick up and drop off a food donation and make a very big impact in their community. Mm-hmm. The other piece is that for the food retailers who are now required to show that they are donating edible food, we will be able to supply them with the data for their food donations. So it's really a great use of technology. We are super excited about it.
You're listening to an interview with Sheila McQuaid about the 530 Food Rescue Coalition. Stay tuned, and we'll be back in a minute. This was an interview that I did, about a month ago. With Sheila McQuaid. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this is North State Give and Take. So I did bring in this first part of the interview, and then I thought I would add for you what I've experienced as a 530 food rescue hero, and that's what I've done. So on my phone, I downloaded the 530 app. Very easy. It's right on my phone. And for me, I've just gone on, you know, every couple of days to see what one-time rescues are available. And there's a very easy one. I go to Cafe Mondo and I take to 6th Street. There's a facility there. And it takes me, 20 minutes at the most, not even. And I read on the app what I need to do, where I need to go. I pick it up, put it in my car. It's one or two bags, usually one bag, and I just drop it off. and it could not be easier. Feels great, fits into my day of errands. I don't have a hard time making it happen. So, you know, I was talking to Sheila a little bit about it because there's not a lot of them in place yet. So don't get discouraged. You know, download the app, check on it. Don't get discouraged if there's not a rescue available, because more and more people will be getting involved and needing their food to be picked up and finding place to take it, and it will just grow. But it's easy, and I can't say enough about it. It feels so good to do it, and it moves the food around in our community, and it needs to happen. So we'll get back to our second half of our interview with Sheila McQuaid from the 530 Food Rescue here in Chico. And if you go to kzfr.org and you go to Programs Tuesday, down to North State Give and Take, there'll be some information there about the 530 program. Also, a really neat article there that other places are picking up on what they're doing and realizing what a benefit it is and learning how to make it happen in their communities. North State Give and Take, and back to our interview with Sheila McQuaid from the 530 Food Rescue Coalition. You know, I when I think of different grocery stores, some are big, some are little. That's another thing. If you had a truck, I suppose that's one. You could take a lot more food. How much food gets moved around?
Oh, so much. But, you know, here's the great thing with the app also. When volunteers sign up, they build out a profile for themselves, and you can select what your car size is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we can say, when we post a rescue, a food rescue, we can let them know what to expect. Is this a car load? Would this be a truck load? So all sizes are welcome. We are, you know, partnering with the North State Food Bank under Community Action Agency. And so when we do get huge donations, we have access to the North State Food Bank's truck to support that as well. So really, we are looking at primarily those car load size donations, which are the ones that fall through the cracks, frankly.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it doesn't feel like enough food for a food retailer to, as you said, go through that process of posting a donation, calling nonprofits, trying to find out where the food should go.
But they have to now.
They have to.
Which is another thing that makes this program will be a success, because they have to.
Right.
Is this countywide? So how far would people drive? What area are you covering?
So our first phase, we are looking to be covering all of Butte County. So again, the way the project works is our first priority is to match donations with nonprofits as close together as possible, so that the volunteer driver really is driving, you know, less than a half an hour. My weekly donation that I pick up, it takes me 20 minutes to pick it up and drop it off. And I feel really good about myself.
Yes.
I mean, you really do. You feel accomplished. You feel like you've made a really positive impact for both the food business and the nonprofit.
Exactly.
That said, we are a rural community. And so, you know, we're really curious to see what we can do as far as getting food donations out to some of our furthest corners of Butte County. And, you know, if we have someone who's commuting from Chico up to the Ridge, I could see that working. I think both things will happen. We'll have some very short trips within Chico, Oroville, some of those communities. And then, you know, hopefully we will reach volunteers and be able to coordinate some of those longer drives for people who are headed out to Concow anyway. And,
And so now what about perishable things like a cooler? I imagine the summer that'll be different. Those are things you're probably all going to figure out as you go.
So food safety is always a concern. Mm-hmm. Again, the app is really helpful with the time stamping, hoping to coordinate short delivery windows. It's really not that different than DoorDash as far as having a driver pick up from a food retailer and drop off to, but you know, part of the reason I feel really confident and comfortable moving into food rescue is we are focused on food retailers who are professional. And then on the other end, you know, working with nonprofits, will be supporting them with food safety advice and serve safe training if they need it on the receiving end. And everything that we're looking to transport, at least initially, will be, you know, cold or cooled. We're not transporting hot food.
No.
We'll be working with caterers, but you know, we'll be having them probably refrigerate and make sure that everything that is picked up is ready to be transported safely.
Oh boy, what a great idea. Good for everyone involved. And now it has to happen.
Yeah, it has to happen. We're ready to facilitate. I do feel like everybody wins, you know, food retailers. We're offering a convenient way to get food donations to local nonprofit and housing orgs. We're going to collect data for them and hopefully do some social media promotion of their generous donations that are, you know, going to go to the nonprofits. The nonprofits, you know, we're so excited to take some of that food donation coordination off their shoulders for their staff and also really fine tune what they're getting. And so, you know, we want to, again, eliminate waste on the backside of the nonprofits too. A lot of times, and we've seen this with the campfire and we've seen this with other community events where, you know, well-meaning donations end up being inappropriate or too much or going to the wrong place. And so we're really hoping to help fine tune what they're receiving so they're not ending up with more work or waste on the back end of it. And then, you know, the volunteer piece, we're just so excited because honestly, Food Rescue Hero likes to say, we believe people are wired to help. They just need a way to help.
Yep.
And so, you know, offering this opportunity for the community to be able to make a positive impact by rescuing good food and getting it to food insecure people is going to be a great community builder. So,
and so if someone got on that today, it, like you said, you're just kind of fleshing it out. There's not a lot of opportunity right now, but you'd put your name in as someone who could be delivering food.
I'm expecting this next month or so, we're going to have some little ups and downs with that. So exactly as you said, right now we're really focusing on reaching out to food retailers. We're reaching out to our nonprofit partners, and we're not pushing super hard for volunteers, but we will be soon. But right now you can download the app, you can look at it, and you won't see a lot of rescues available initially, but we're hoping that's going to change pretty soon.
I'm just going to jump in on this interview to let you know my experience with the app as I use it, is that it's on my phone, and yes, sometimes when you go on there, there is not a pickup, which is fine. But if you keep checking that app, pickups do appear, and I, like Sheila says, I think there are going to become more and more. But it's just good to get that app on your phone, and I can't say enough about how easy the whole thing is. It's as easy as the way Sheila is making it sound. So get the 530 app. It's a good volunteer opportunity that isn't too complicated, and you don't have to get too involved. Let's get back to Sheila.
And another thing that folks can do is talk about food rescue with their favorite food businesses. If you have a restaurant or a grocery store that you go to weekly and you would like to help them donate food, you can become a food rescue volunteer for your favorite retailer, you know, and maybe suggest that to them. I'm here every week. Do you donate food? Would you like to be part of this project? You know, that's a great way to grow the program, especially if you're a person that goes to the same grocery store every single week, you're noticing you have a rapport with them. That's a great way to integrate food rescue into your routine with people that you know. So again, you know, the community building aspect of this project is something that I'm really excited about. And, you know, we have such a great community, Bobby, and everyone that I'm talking to right now, you know, working in nonprofits, just amazing people. Our food businesses have been just hit so hard with the pandemic and supply chain issues. And I'm just meeting and talking to so many wonderful people that it's really nice to make the connections and figure out a way to be supportive of their work. Because again, you know, we are filling this niche between sectors that have been just so impacted by the pandemic. And really the people I'm talking to on the phone every day are heroes. In our community. And so it's kind of what keeps me going on this project. When I feel a little overwhelmed, then I talk to someone who is working much harder than I am in the community doing just amazing things. So,
well, and the other part to that is the SB 1383, they've got to come up with something.
Yeah. Again, there's no downside to this project. It's making a positive impact.
Yeah.
Every way you look.
Yeah. Oh, I like talking to you so much, Sheila. You're so, it just makes me feel hopeful and good and reminds me about my community and all those things. It's great. It's good.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening today for this repeat on the 530 Food Rescue Program. Since I talked to Sheila about a month or so ago, I have now become a food rescue hero. So I wanted you folks out there to know that it was pretty easy and, I'm actually enjoying it. Also, while I have your ear, I want to remind you all about the CHAT, Chico Housing Action Team, Pancake Breakfast on Easter on Sunday the 17th. It's all you can eat pancakes, and that's fresh ground whole wheat flour pancakes, scrambled eggs, sausage, real maple syrup, coffee, juice. This is a breakfast that we've done for years as a group, and we did it for Pancakes for Peace for years, and then that has changed, and then COVID came along. So we're back up at it again. We have a wonderful Easter egg hunt for kids at 10:30. All you can eat pancakes starting at 8 and serving until noon. And we'd love to see you come out. You know, it's raising money for CHAT, and CHAT is kind of one-of-a-kind organization helping the homeless here in Chico. So that's on Sunday from 8 to noon at the Card Center on Vallombrosa. Okay, I think that's all I needed to say. Next week, I'm going to interview Grant Parks, our general manager here at KZFR, for our pledge drive, which will start this Wednesday here coming up on the 13th. So everybody, thank you for listening to North State Give and Take. I love the feedback I get. Thank you to all my friends out there that said, oh, I heard you. I appreciate you. And I appreciate all of you. So thanks for listening. And coming up next is Ginger with Radioactive.